Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios, powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. I think we talked with attorney Keith Altman a little bit of a while ago. He is the attorney for Holly and Aslan. Is that Magalano? He's the principal of K. Altman Law, a nationally recognized law firm specializing in student defense and complex cases around that. So he is a prime guy to take on a mess here that happened challenging both the Colonial School District and the PIAA, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, for allowing a transgender Colonial District student to participate in the girls' cross-country and track meets, and this against a student from Quakertown. Keith joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Keith, welcome back to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you for having me. How are you?
Well, good. But I was pretty fired up yesterday. Knowing you were coming on, we could make some sense going inside this. This happened late in my show. And some of the comments of the judge on some of the issues like privacy are hard to believe. One question, as I remember when we spoke the last time, there was a threat that your client, the female, a colleague of yours, I guess, or another attorney that was involved in this, that discipline might be coming her way due to the fact that she may have made a remark after this defeat. Did any of that happen?
No, there was no discipline against the student here, so that certainly wasn't an issue.
Okay. So the issue here, what would you say is the biggest issue? Is it Title IX? Is it discrimination of some other sort?
Well, I think there's a question of science here. First of all, I want to be clear. We are fully supportive of LGBTQ rights, and I think that there are some complex issues that go along with that. But that being said, there's still a question of biology.
Mm-hmm.
One of the issues here that is just irrefutable is that males have physical attributes that exceed those of females. That's just simple biology here. And the feelings that somebody has in terms of how they identify, whether it's as a male or as a female, doesn't change the biology. And it just seems like the whole approach here is to say that biology doesn't matter anymore. For example, when I took the deposition of the individual from Colonial Schools, I said, tell me what the definition of a male is. And he said, a boy who identifies as a boy. and a girl who identifies as a boy. I said to him, so in other words, biology doesn't matter anymore. This is just simply about what somebody says. I'm a female, so that makes me a female. And that's just not the way it is. Our philosophy here is that you should be competing against your biology, and your designation of how you identify yourself should not give you what is a clear advantage.
The judge, or at least Keith, I don't know if you saw in the Inquirer, the other law firm that represents almost exclusively LGBTQ. I think they're the ones that said, "Oh, come on now, you guys, you're saying that any male then would have the advantage over any female." And I think you're not saying that, but you're pointing toward the advantages that are here that are usually pretty obvious and enough that you can't have a fair competition.
I think that's in fact true. And what's interesting is that under the alleged rules, a boy who identifies as a boy cannot compete on a girl's team, but a girl who identifies as a girl can compete on a boy's team if they possess sufficient skills to be competitive. And it's just an interesting how, you know, to some degree, this whole thing is discriminatory against boys who identify as boys.
Now, as I understand, why are they doing that? The federal judge, Wendy Beadlestone, ruled in such a manner that your only recourse would be the Supreme Court? Is that what came down here?
Well, not the Supreme Court, but the next level would be the Third Circuit Court of Appeals.
Okay.
And it is our expectation that we will be appealing the case to the Third Circuit. And look, these are complex issues. I think that this is going to have to be resolved at the Supreme Court level. I don't know that our case will be the case, but we have been to the Supreme Court before. We had two cases there 2 years ago on terrorism issues, so we're not afraid of going to the Supreme Court. But I think at some point it is going to take the Supreme Court that's going to have to resolve these issues. They are complex, and there are a lot of unanswered questions. Like, for example, as kind of parallel to this, a boy who identifies as a girl and is therefore permitted to compete on the girls' athletic team, what do they do in terms of locker rooms? What do they do in terms of showers? What about the thought, is it going to be okay for a boy who identifies as a girl to say, I want to shower with the girls? And what about their feelings to have a biologic boy in their midst showering with them?
Well,
that's a really tough issue.
Keith, the Inquirer reported, though, there was something in here because I think the judge dismissed there was no showering or changing in front of each other. But I think somewhere in here they reported the judge said, well, privacy rights of these females are not 100%. What about the trans kids' rights in this since they're under fire?
That's a really tough question that, really wasn't at the basis of this complaint, because I don't have a good answer to that. I don't have a good answer to that question. It's a really tough problem.
I would answer it as a law school dropout and not a dad of a female. But I would say, Keith, a female has a 100% right to privacy in this manner and getting changed and showering and everything else. I mean, I would say that there's no way that they don't have a right to that.
Well, but then, you can argue, but if that's, if that's the case, that's where this whole issue comes into with competition.
Right.
Where do the rights go? But I think one thing is clear. Biology is biology. Let me postulate this. A boy who identifies as a boy, he tries to get on the boys' team and is unable to make the boys' team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So then he just simply says, well, I'm a girl.
Right.
Now he gets to try out for the girls' team. Now, first of all, has he changed physically because he now identifies as a girl? Is there any physical difference between him? I suspect probably not. And now he gets to make a team with much lower performance than if he was on the boys' team.
Mm-hmm.
He's now eligible for scholarships.
Right.
because why would he not be eligible for scholarships? And so, you know, I think that you'll then see boys who may simply say they identify as girls to have more of an opportunity to get scholarships, which can be incredibly valuable. And if you start to see this happen, I think it's going to erode the ability of girls to compete and obtain athletic scholarships. And I think there's a potential to see a substantial degradation of the ability of girls to compete and obtain athletic scholarships.
Without a doubt.
Which would defeat the whole purpose.
A couple of other things here. The PIAA mentioned in this. Now, we know the state senator Rothman, who's the head of that, I still believe he is, has come on the show, and we've talked about that they made a change in who gets to decide this, the intermediary at the school level, due, I believe, to the Trump executive order. So what can you tell us about the PIAA? You would have thought that they would have helped out with this. Did they do anything to prevent this?
To the best of our knowledge, they did not. This was a decision made by Colonial. And the decision made by Colonial was simply respected by Quakertown.
Okay.
That Colonial said this is a girl, and Quakertown, you know, felt they were not in a position to challenge that. And I just think that's generally a problem. It's almost like nobody really wants to take a stand here and put it straight out. But I think the PIAA has been very limited in terms of, you know, I think they left the door open, but then left it to the school districts to make the decisions. But there is no doubt that this decision by Colonial has a disproportionate effect on girls versus boys. You're not going to see anybody complaining about a girl who wants to play.
Right,
up.
Exactly.
You know, there's no complaints about that. Nobody sees, and nobody would think that's an issue about gender identity. They would just see it as a girl trying to get an opportunity to do what a boy does. I mean, for example, a girl who decides she wants to play football. God bless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that has nothing to do with her being a girl. That has to do with her believing that she can compete on that level. You know, one of the things that's supposed to be about athletics, it's supposed to be about excellence. I mean, you want to give fair opportunities to as many students to participate in athletics, but at the end of the day, it's about excellence. It's about people, you know, shining. It's about people going beyond what the average student who doesn't participate. And this, you know, and having this disproportionate effect here takes away from those opportunities.
Well, that's
it's got to be very.
That's what I like about this girl and her mom. They just didn't take this lying down. They got expert legal counsel and you guys, your firm, because, they believe in that. They want to compete at the highest level. That's the whole thing of Title IX. That's the whole thing of females. I've had on people on the Riley Gaines, Keith, and we've had on Paula Scanlon. And they were denied the right to do that, having to race against a male in Leah Thomas. We ought to be celebrating that females want to compete in that manner, and they just want to have a shot at excellence, not saying, well, honey, you're going to come in second or third. What's the big deal? So Keith, thank you again for coming on today. It takes a while, I guess, on appeal. Do you think 6 months to a year before we see something else?
Well, I suspect that, you know, by the time we file the notice of appeal, there'll be scheduling. But I think that it's probably going to be a year before anything happens. So it's going to be a while. Everybody's going to be working hard on it. And I'm excited that we have the ability to be at the forefront of these issues, because this is, you know, as we say, we like to play at the bleeding edge. And this is most definitely the bleeding edge.
Absolutely. Keith, thank you very much. Thanks for coming on today.
Thanks for having me anytime. Take care.
All right. So this firm that they have, at least, is a powerhouse, apparently, nationally, even before the Supreme Court. We'll keep you informed as it continues. Hey, kudos to the girl and her mom for just saying, no, we're not just going to say, all right, what are we going to do? You can't fight City Hall. They are. And again, it's the same old story on this stuff. Several of these cases are churning. Which one will the Supreme Court take up? And I think the Supreme Court will say 6-3. Yeah, you got to be kidding me here. Gender fluidity. You're not going to compete against females. All right, we'll take your calls on that and also the side question. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
All right, spectacular prize today for Money Melody. Be quick. You're playing for a $50 gift card to Gallo Seafood, one of Roe and Mai's favorite spots, and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallosandburgerbar.com. Henry or Dan?
Yeah, Dom. So okay. Today, the side question, we're asked for a piece of media related to the farm or farming.
Right.
So I'm going to give you, simply enough, a musical artist that owns a farm. He owns a farm down in South America. I won't exactly say where.
Really?
Yeah, owns a farm down in South America.
Right.
Thousand-acre farm.
Right?
Yeah.
Really?
And funny enough, he's renovating the whole thing. I mean, shocker. And you can actually rent it out on Airbnb.
What does he grow?
Mention
you know?
It down.
He just grows regular vegetables, fruits.
No coca
crazy.
Plants there, huh?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think so. But yeah, so he has a farm down in South America. So I'm going to play him covering Led Zeppelin here. I want to know this cover artist.
Can I throw in a little factoid about this?
Sure.
Farm?
Go right ahead. Please. Sure.
So he bought this farm down there in South America for $244 million. And Henry, I didn't know if you know this, but you could actually rent it if you want. It's on Airbnb
that's
now.
That's what I was saying, yeah.
Oh, did you say that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm obviously not listening then.
Yeah, that's funny. Your witness.
Do you know how much it was?
I didn't want to say it so that people would look it up.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say it.
That's good.
I'm sorry.
A little tease, come back over the break.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll give one more hint about this guy. I feel like he's got a trademark sunglasses look to him.
Okay.
Always wearing sunglasses every time I see him.
We've never done as a side.
I've never seen a guy without sunglasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem to be so good for your health, but all right. Hit us with that. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, so today's cover artist somehow or another has a farm in South America, among other things.
Did you know he's renting it out?
That's right.
Where have I heard that before?
We'll give you how much it costs.
Original thought of Dan there.
Anybody going to South America, we know from Seinfeld, is suspect. See, what was the accountant's name? Was it Barry? No, maybe it wasn't.
It's coming to me.
Yeah, it was an early one. All right, let's hear the clip. All right, let's go to Justin in Philly on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Justin, who's covering it?
It sounds like Lenny Kravitz.
All right, Lenny Kravitz. And Henry, I'll put you on hold, Justin. Nicely played. Enjoy Gallows. What more can you tell us about the farm and how much?
One Leonard Kravitz owns a 1,000-acre farm in Brazil just outside of Rio. It's an 18th-century coffee plantation, which he has been renovating over the past few years. Okay. And you can rent it on Airbnb for the low, low price of $3,655 a night.
Oh, my God. All right. That sounds like an apartment in New York. I mean, that's or a presidential suite. Yeah.
But it is valued at $244 million.
To go to a plantation
wait, wait
in the middle
of nowhere. It's valued at $244 million.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, it's
now,
beautiful.
Just a little point. If you're going to have something that valuable and you're having it in what I still would deem a third world country, do you know how chancy that is that they just say we're seizing property or something like that, you know?
So you're saying someone's just going to run up on it at some point and just be like, this is mine now. It's
well,
a nice place.
I mean, the government.
Yeah.
The government.
Oh, you mean the government will do it?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking some sort of
now,
other
now, Brazil is not Venezuela, but, you know, there's... I'd want to have something ironclad if it's worth $250 million in a place.
You want to know what's inside it?
Yes.
A transparent piano that belonged to Ingmar Bergman.
Okay.
An armchair that was owned by Andy Warhol.
Wow.
A master suite with a copper bathtub right next to the bed, so you can, you know, roll out of bed right into the bathtub.
Oh, yeah. Of course you need that, yes.
A pond, a soccer field, a swimming pool, a studio, a complete gym, a massage room, and a barbecue area.
All right, this guy has too much money, doesn't know what to do with it, you know. We'd seen it. Why in South America? Why not California or something? I don't know.
Yeah, like I know, if you know the musical artist Waka Flocka Flame, he's got a farm in Alabama. I feel like that makes more sense.
Sure,
yeah.
Tom's very familiar
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, not his work, but Alabama Farms, yes. My God, Brazil.
No Hands, great song.
I don't know who his advisor is, Lenny Kravitz, but I would think maybe a financial advisor might be calling.
Imagine if I was like, I'm a connoisseur of Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I don't even know what the heck it is.
It's a man.
Well, right. That's 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right. Sean Duffy doing a great job, I think, particularly on air traffic control, heading up U.S. transportation. We mentioned this the other day, Henry, and this is cut 11 I want to play. We talked and we called out, we praised the New Britain Police Department because they said on August 25th, if you can't speak English and you're driving a truck through here, I'm not sure of the process. I'm trying to get to the bottom. They're going to pull you over. They're going to be asking you questions. I guess when you stop there at the truck stop, the weighing station, whatever you have to do, the inspection, here's what Duffy said they've already done at the national level and why. Now, you would think even Democrats would be on board with this. Should you be able to drive a truck if you essentially don't speak, understand English, flying down the highways with heavy loads, nitroglycerin, who knows? Here's Duffy.
How important is it for truck drivers to speak English in this country?
Listen, it's wildly important because this has been on the American books for decades. Because if you're pulled over, if you have a crash and you can't communicate with law enforcement or with first responders, it's a truly safety issue. Barack Obama, what he did is he took the teeth out of this rule of English only. We brought those teeth back to the pre-Obama era to go, we're going to put you out of service. We've taken 1,500 trucks out of service off the roads because the drivers couldn't speak English. And I think that's what the American people expect from us. English is the language of the United States of America.
Right.
And if you're going to get in a mobile missile, you should speak our language.
Yeah, you're flying down the highway in a truck. You know, God knows various road signs, other difficulties that are ahead, and your English is very limited or non-existent. Then he talked about some other things that can happen. How in the world do you let somebody behind the wheel? Is that bigotry? And it's been going on. And if you happen to be the person unlucky to get involved in a situation like that, hey, if you're not speaking English and doing this, how are you passing the various things you have to do to drive a truck? Is that in Spanish? That ought to be changed. It's got to be in English. That's it. Is it? I mean, someone, come on. I need to hear from a trucker out there. How does someone pass and is certified as a truck driver? Or is it they're not certified as a truck driver? If they can't speak English well enough and communicate and know it, how do they get it? It can't be in our country. It's an international driver's like it can't be for trucks like that. How in the world, you got to tell us if you're a trucker. Do you know how they, we see all these ads on TV, learn how to drive a truck, that kind of thing. I mean, I've driven a bus. I wasn't a bus driver.
You were driving another country?
Did I ever drive? No, I don't think I have. No. I'm going through various countries.
We rented a car down in Aruba.
Right.
And all the road signs were like, Dutch. And
right.
I was like, what the hell am I going?
Well, did you drive?
What does left in Dutch mean? Yeah, I drove.
And were you allowed to drive?
Trouble. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. On the wrong side of the road, yeah.
Yeah, I drove in Ireland last summer.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's in English. Yeah.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Yeah,
and it's, yeah, but in Dutch.
I forgot we're talking about language.
No,
it's in Celtic all the time.
Yeah, but I just need a truck driver, somebody who knows that. How do these guys pass if they cannot get by? I know we're desperate for truck drivers, but 1,500, New Britain, keep those things in mind. All right, Linda Kearns in the On Deck Circle. Couple things. One, we saw this story where the Trump administration has demanded the voter registration records here in Pennsylvania. She'll tell us exactly what that means. And also, I think 11 or 12 other states, they're doing that well in advance. And of course, they're being accused of trying to tell us the 2026 election is going to be rigged, you know. No, we just want to know something that ought to be public record. Exactly what are they looking for? By the way, Josh Shapiro continues. I'm looking at this from Fox today. He wants you to believe that Doug Mastriano is the architect of this bill to say, keep males out of female sports. There's like 30 Republican women that are involved. And Mastriano goes on Fox News to talk about it. All right, Henry, no update. I'm sorry we had the other day with Greg Rothman because we had Huckabee. I really want to get him. No update when he's coming?
No, not yet.
Okay, all right. We want to get on the head of the GOP. They're going to meet in September. It can't come soon enough. And endorse, apparently. So I'm hoping before that, Stacey Garrity announces. If she doesn't, I've seen the list of backup candidates. I got to tell you, I think Doug Mastriano can win the nomination. That's what it's coming down to. It just cannot believe we're sitting here. Think about it this way. The president, Texas, they're going all out to try to squeeze more seats out to a massive nuclear fight here over redistricting. Okay, each seat is precious. And we're sitting on top of a guy that will sink us. President Trump, just publicly say, what are you afraid of? His base? Just say, no way. We're not going to go with this loser again. Just say it. Tell him. Get out. Then we'll figure out what to do from there. All right. Linda Kearns next here on Talk Radio 1210. First, though, let me remind you one more time that it's here. That Rescue Natural Supplements' biggest thank you of the year, their customer appreciation sale is on. And it's about delivering the best deals and quality products for you right now. Stock up and save a whopping 50% when you mix and match any five or more Rescue single bottles. Plus, that order will ship for free. Just use the code VIP50 at checkout, whether it's omega-3s, cholesterol support, joint health. This is your chance to feel your best for less. To place an order, visit res-q.com or call 800-26-ALIVE. Again, that's 800-262-5483. Speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. Now, if you're new to rescue, now's the best time to give them a try. Digestion, sleep, energy, it's all covered. Just use that simple code VIP50 to receive 50% off and free shipping when you mix and match five or more rescue natural supplements. Use that code VIP50 at res-q.com and do it today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, that's a signal that Linda Kearns is with us on something of national importance. Not Graceland, not the fact that we all know that Roy Orbison has a better voice than Elvis Presley.
Oh, you're
Presley.
Agreeing with it as well.
I am agreeing with it.
Oh, I love that.
But he's not on the Mount Rushmore. Elvis is because it's showmanship. I mean, you can't match that.
I get that. Yeah. But let me evidence that Roy Orbison is a better singer than Elvis.
Yes.
You hear the crap that you hear in the background right now, which is Elvis. Take a listen to this 10-second bite of Roy Orbison hitting a note Elvis can never hit in a song that he actually tried selling to Elvis that Elvis turned down because I think Elvis knew he couldn't hit the note. Take a listen. Ready?
No more sorrow.
No way Elvis is hitting this.
But that's the chance.
Right here.
You gotta take. If you're lonely,
yeah. Oh, saying that one.
It's no Sinatra, though. He is not the voice still. I don't think. All right, let's go to Linda Kearns, who's headed off to Graceland. What is there, a voter scandal going on there in Graceland? Let's bring in Linda on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Linda, welcome in.
How many records has Roy Orbison sold versus how many has Elvis sold? And he's still selling them. I mean, come on.
Well, look, I'm in your camp when it comes to Elvis. There are certain things that are bigger. You can't even analyze it and say, you know, it's like saying Ted Williams had a better swing. He is the greatest hitter in some ways. But Babe Ruth is Babe Ruth. That's Elvis. Same thing.
Right. You're right. Thank you, Dom. Thank you for recognizing
I'm
that.
I'm in your camp here on this. Yes.
I am headed to Graceland. I have to go to Nashville on Thursday because I'm speaking at the Republican National Lawyer Association meeting about Pennsylvania and elections in 2024 and so forth. So I'm flying down early and going to Memphis to go to Graceland. And I know your listeners probably think I'm a complete nut, but there you go. Yes, I will be there on Tuesday. And I'm working with Dan to see if I can call into your show
a live update. Oh, God. So how many Graceland
from
visits?
Graceland. Yeah, I think this is like my 11th or 12th.
Oh, but
what
see,
I'm a little embarrassed
go.
About yeah. is this week is what's called Elvis Week because the anniversary of his death
right,
is on the 16th.
Right.
So they have all of these events this week. And
hold on.
The real Elvis nuts are there.
Wait, paint the picture. Are you talking like there's a bunch of Elvis impersonators that all show up at Graceland to celebrate the man?
It's all the fans, like you, everybody, it's their busiest week, and I can't believe I'm going to be there, because I don't think I'm that much of a nut, but I mean,
only 11 times.
You think I'm crazy.
Right. Yeah, only 11
yeah,
times.
Where do you see the people even show up for that? And I'm going to Linda Thompson, who is Elvis's girlfriend from 1970 to 1976, right before he died. She's doing a book signing, so I'm going to that, and
that
a
is
little
a
known
nut,
fact.
Then. That is a nut.
After she broke up with Elvis, you know, she married Bruce Jenner and had two kids with them.
Oh my God. Get her on. That's a guess.
Did you read the book? How much is there to write about a 5-year period of time that she spent with Elvis?
Oh God. Well,
no, she wrote about her whole life because I think she gets into the Bruce Jenner thing too.
Oh my goodness. All right. So
it's like Sturgis for
that. That is
Elvis
the main
hits.
Event. Let's go to your side gig here. People,
elections.
Oh, yeah. People contacted me again. I just point to this. This is a reason why when they tell you when we get to the midterms, you can vote by mail and all that. The credibility of Linda Kearns and others that work with her here in Pennsylvania. Why is the Trump administration now? Is this just a pro forma thing? And Pennsylvania's being resistant to ask for voter registration information.
How resistant Pennsylvania's being. There's the Trump administration has every right to ask for this information. In fact, there's a federal statute, 52 USC 207-03, that says that if the administration asks for information, you know, they're obligated to give it. So everything that the administration is asking for, the state's absolutely obligated to give. The issue we have in Pennsylvania, which is not necessarily true in other states, is that remember, we have 67 counties, and our elections are really administered in the 67 counties. They're the ones who set the policies. They're the ones who process the information. And so Al Schmidt is more of a figurehead than someone who's actually mm-hmm. administering elections. But they ask for voter registration lists, and that's easy for the administration to turn over. In fact, anyone can buy a current voter registration list for $20 on the Secretary of State website. I buy it. I have to buy it quite often. So this is all public information. I'm glad that the Trump administration is doing this because it's bringing attention to these issues about how they register voters, how they maintain the voter rolls. So I think this is a good thing that the Trump administration is doing. And frankly, we need changes both at the federal level on these registration issues and desperately in Pennsylvania, absolutely desperately in Pennsylvania. So any attention that comes to this, I think, is good attention.
Well, I see it as good attention because it makes people see the point I try to make is you're on this, they're on this. You can feel comfortable when you go vote in the midterms. We don't want to hear, well, I'm not going to do the dreaded mail-in ballot or early voting or anything else because we're on this. You're on it, even in a time period when you wouldn't think all this would be coming up.
Right. Yeah, I do think that sometimes people get so suspicious and then things, you know, show up on Twitter. And I get worried about that because I don't want people to not have confidence. I mean, your vote won't count if you don't show up. So we do need everyone to show up. We can't have people not trusting the system. And, you know, I'm the first to tell you that we need reform in Pennsylvania. But that doesn't mean that you can say, oh, well, the whole system is bad, so I'm not even going to show up. That's not the attitude that we need. That's what we tried to get across in 24 and that we're continuing to try to get across now.
And doing it really, really effectively. You and Presler, again, made so much difference. So, Linda, to that point, we had a caller from Prospect Park, and I encouraged this. She called me, and Dan pulled it up. We didn't think much of it the other day. I didn't even remember seeing it. Delaware County is considering consolidating voting precincts to save money. They don't have as many voters at various precincts, say, versus Montgomery County. And people out there see something like this. And again, due to the station, due to you being on top of this, anything like this, they want some clarification. You see anything there that should be looked at?
Right. So basically, what Delaware County is doing is they looked at the precincts with low numbers of voters, and then figured out, you know, which ones they could consolidate. And they're following the law, and they have a hearing in the Court of Common Pleas. But this consolidation, it's really not going to affect voters that much, because almost all of the consolidations, the voters would be voting in the same place anyway, because okay. With a lot of these precincts, you know, you all vote in the same place. So many of the voters might not even realize it. They'll show up at the same place. But the fact that the county under law has to put up those signs and notices, the fact that the voters are looking at those signs and noticing it's something that they should notice is a good thing, is thanks to people like you to have people aware of it. But consolidating these precincts, it's not necessarily a bad thing. It happens sometimes in Philadelphia. And if there's precincts with not that many voters, it's not, and, you know, populations change, neighborhoods change. It's not necessarily a bad thing to change them, consolidate them. Of course, you don't want them, you know, kind of rigging them or making it more inconvenient for voters. But that does not appear to be what's happening in Delaware County at all. I'm so happy that listeners noticed. But to me, so far, it just looks like regular election administration, and it should save the taxpayers a little money, because if there's a few less precincts, that's a few less voting machines and so forth. So in general, this is a good thing, efficiency.
Absolutely. Linda, one parting area. I haven't heard any more about it. I would call you or tell you first sources I have. But I remember with the budget and everything else, they were talking about various deals, and that Democrats, amazingly, were even open to voter ID. On the Republican side, this guy Pittman was saying, we'll do this and you get voter ID. Are you hearing anything out of Harrisburg related to voting in the pot with all these impasses around the budget?
Right. The last I heard is that all of those reforms are stalled. And
okay.
That's unfortunate. We desperately need changes to our election code. But honestly, to get good changes, I feel like we're going to need a Republican Senate and House in Pennsylvania and a Republican governor. And that's not necessarily that easy to do here in the Commonwealth. But I haven't heard that any of those laws are near getting passed.
All right. Well, Graceland on Tuesday. Now, we're expecting that call. Dan will be hooking you up. That's good. So that we get the bird's eye view. And what are you speaking to the Republicans about, the Republican lawyers?
So every summer, the Republican National Lawyers Association has a meeting, and we call it our election law school. And I usually speak every summer, and because I have plenty to talk about. So I'm going to talk about our efforts in Pennsylvania, both what happened in 2024 and then also looking ahead. Because remember, in 2024, we had lawyers come from all over the country, and the Republican National Lawyers Association helps with that and funds some of that. So these are people that don't even live in Pennsylvania and really and truly helped us. So I'm there to thank them, but also to talk about what's going on. And I do want to remind listeners, I have a couple cases ongoing. You know, I have that case of the Public Interest Legal Foundation, where we have a reward out for information leading to whomever sent out those threatening letters to Trump voters in October. And we have gotten a few tips, but anyone else who knows about it, please call. And then I have a case, I have some work I'm doing with the Center for Election Confidence. We're looking into that problem up in northeastern Pennsylvania and Scranton, where all those Republicans got wrong ballots in the May primary. So we continue. This type of work is ongoing. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So, you know, we're continuing to work on these things every day.
Linda, have a great trip. And I don't know if you'll be back in time. We're at Mulligan's and Rich is over in Cape May, of course.
I know I won't be back in time. That's a shame, because I'm like the star of that whole show.
Well, so you've already down. We have to give you another shot. You're already down 1-0 in the great debate. We know that with me. So we have to give you another shot. Well, August 29th's the next. We'll give you another shot.
Is that your claim to fame now, Dom?
Exactly. I beat the great Linda Kearns
a totally rigged debate.
That's right. I don't care. It's a win is a win. It's Philadelphia. All right, Linda. Have a great trip.
Take care. Thank you.
All right. Hopefully we'll hear from her on Tuesday. Hey, let me tell you about my friend and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. I'm thrilled to tell you the good news. Dr. Bentz is expanding his services, and that means more availability with a new prosthodontist joining the team in September. So if you're a patient with complex dental issues, maybe you've been putting off seeing a dentist, maybe you have a general dentist that can use some backup. This happens all the time on complicated issues. The Bentz Dental Group is your number one solutions provider. I've been seeing Dr. Bentz for 10 years. He's really enhanced my dental health and care. So get on the road to the same thing that I've gotten, great dental health, the smile that you've always wanted. Call and schedule your appointment at 610-272-6949, 610-272-6949, or visit BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That's right. National Farmer's Day. Hit us with that farmer or hit us with that scene in a movie or TV show. Let's go to Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, who's your farmer?
Hey, Dom, thanks a lot. Hey Dom, I'm sorry about yesterday's answer. It was in poor taste. I apologize.
That's okay.
I know. That's cool. Thank you, though. I appreciate it, Dom. Dom, you know what? When I think of a farmer, I think of this iconic photograph of the old farmer and his wife standing there with the pitchfork. And the analogy for me in that photo is like, he's the Uncle Sam of farmers. You know, Uncle Sam says, I want you for the U.S. Army. He's saying, I want you for U.S. farmland. That's what it reminds me of.
American,
thanks, Tom. Have a great weekend.
American Gothic is what he's saying, right? We're in a great, yeah, that's what he's, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Alan in Hamilton on Talk Radio 1210. Who's yours, Alan?
The McCoys. Grandpappy Amos and the head of the clan. And here's Luke, who's proud to meet.
Okay. Richard Crenna, the real McCoys. Okay. Jerry in Wilmington. Hi, Jer. What do you have today?
Yeah, Don, I apologize. I missed a half hour. I've got a couple. Did anyone say a Field of Dreams yet?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, Dan may have, yeah.
Oh, how about Dorothy in Wizard of Oz, Auntie Em and Uncle Henry? They're farming in Kansas.
In Kansas. All right. That's a good one. Richard in Somerdale. Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich, who's yours?
Yeah, I say the book and movie Animal Farm, which produced the mantra that was used by the Democratic and Progressive Party, where they said all animals are created equal, but some are more equal than others.
Well put. I like how you brought politics into it. Joe of Exton. Here we go, folks. Wild ride. Joe, who's yours today?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Regarding farming, a school of agriculture exists in Doylestown.
Okay. Got you on that show. Might it be a dead end? Mike in Hamilton. Dando's Mike, right? It's that Mike, right?
Yeah. Mike that was there when I bought my car.
Yeah, exactly.
Checked it out for
me. Mike, I
got
to tell you, that new car smell was delicious in that car you sold Dan or who sold Dan. It was great new car smell in Washington. We were smelling it all the way.
That's great. I'm glad he's happy with it.
As far as I know, yes.
My farmer is all the local farmers all over, like, South, especially in South Jersey here where I live. Where they grow the best tomatoes and sweet corn in the world. And I'd like to especially honor John Hunter, who passed away last week in a farming accident, 77 years old, the patriarch of Hunter's Farm on Union Landing Road in Cinnaminson. And I would like everyone to go and patronize them.
Thank you, Mike. Well put. I would like to put in Giordano's. You'll see it on the right-hand side.
That's you, right?
As you head to the shore. It's just one of my enterprises. I don't like to brag about it.
Giordano Garden Farms?
Giordano Garden Farms. They have a both side giant signs just like that. All right. Henry, who did you like today?
Yeah. This is a tough one today. I really liked Robert and Ben Salem's answer of Juan Valdez. And I did like that last one from Mike and Hamilton, the local unnamed farmers.
It was very nice. Dan, how about you?
For popularity alone, I got to take Green Acres from David and Lexington. Out of the box, it seems like everyone wanted Green Acres. Field of Dreams said a couple of times, and I like the answer that Mike just gave us, pulling out the heartstrings for the unnamed local farmer.
Let's go with Mike in Hamilton here. Let's put him in. Let's hear the five winners for this week.
Yeah, okay. Dom. So Monday, we're asking for that all-time buddies, all-time buddies. Dwayne and Valley Forge gave us the story of Shep, which was the bond between a man and his dog. Tuesday, we asked for that all-time cool guy. David and Lexington won with James Crockett from Miami Vice. Wednesday, we asked for what would you still not buy if you had an excess of riches. Joe and Columbus won with the mint julep from the Kentucky Derby. Yesterday, we asked for someone who you think might have bad breath. Jeanette in the Northeast came up with Bluto and Popeye. And then he heard
spinach
it just now.
Breath.
Yeah, the spinach breath. And then he heard just now that all-time, you know, person or media associated with the farm. We got Mike and Hamilton, the local unnamed farmers. So if we were to put these into the hat and get the drum roll going here. Ooh, that's a number four. Jeanette, you are this week's winner.
All right, and that's a $50 gift card to Gallows Seafood and Harb's Burger Bar in Northeast Philadelphia. Visit them online at gallowsandburgerbar.com.
She just won $50 for saying spinach breath, Tom.
There you go. That's a nice deal. Have a great weekend, everyone. We're back with the Secretary of the Treasury, among others, on Monday. Rich is next with four big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.